on the phone with the one, the only, Kiara Sheard.
Hey, Miss Brandy, how are you?
I'm good, Kiara. How are you?
I'm well. It's so good to hear your voice.
Yours as well, my dear. I am so excited to talk to you. I cannot tell you how many emotions I went through watching you play your mom or the Clark sisters movie on Lifetime.
I hope you were proud.
So proud. I'm telling you, it has been just a whole range of emotions because growing up in Detroit and being a part of what you all have gone through, man, it just made me feel really, really good.
I'm so happy to hear that. You know, it's far, I don't want to say that it's not as special to anyone else, but when you get somebody from Detroit home and it makes you proud, that makes it super special.
And I feel it with you. Listen, I want to talk about your brand new album in just a second, but I want to talk about you playing your mom. I feel like you embody your mom's mannerisms. You're a lot like your dad as well. So it might have been okay for you to be able to portray her mannerisms, but how was it really actually singing like your mom and doing the things that she did? How was that for you personally?
It was exactly what you just said. It was personal for me. You know, while this was on a major platform, a great opportunity, a great resume builder, it was absolutely blowing me away, made me emotional, but trying to drop into who my mom was, it was a bit of a challenge because, like you said, I'm more like my father, so I talk a little bit more. I'm ready to answer questions and provide solutions. Not that my mom does it, but she's more observant and more graceful, and I had to activate that, and then I had to do my research also and see how she is with her sisters and not as mommy. And she's more reserved. She lets the sisters do more talking. But when it's time for her to sing, she comes out the gate like a lion, like she's just ready. And so I really wanted to perform for her. So to me, it was like my mom was at front seat with millions behind her. But that was my focal point. So it was personal. It was a good challenge. And it even had me check myself. So it was great.
And I could feel that all through the whole movie. I stayed up and watched it the second time. And anytime I see it coming up, I'm going to watch it because I just think that it was so deep and so real. And I'm really thrilled and happy to know that I know some of that cast. Man, you guys tore up.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It was so fun. The cast was absolutely amazing, right?
Yeah. Fantastic. Now, listen, one more thing. I was really so moved by what your family and friends did for you. We couldn't do the big premiere that was planned here, but you had a drive-through red carpet of sorts.
Right. I couldn't believe it. I was so blown away. I cried the whole half of the day. It was so special.
It was fantastic. I love that video. I am happy for you also because it's been 5 years, girl, since your last album.
It has been. And I can't believe the day is finally here.
It is here. Can you believe? I am just so thrilled. Who did you get together with this this brand new project?
So many people. So, of course, my brother, Jay Dushier, who is also a Detroit native, he did the production on this record, and it's super special. Harmony Samuels, Sir the Baptist, and then I had the chance to collaborate with the world's favorite, and they love when we get together, Tasha Cobb, Todd Delaney, LeAndrea Johnson, Missy Elliott. My nephew, he's 9. He's on there making his debut.
Wow.
And, it's a great record. I'm super excited about it.
Your nephew can sing.
Thank you. Like, when he sings and I'm, like, doing the thing that my mom did with me, call and respond, do what I do, and he does it to a T, I'm, like, getting teary-eyed as if he's my own son. So I'm so proud of him.
I am, too. That is so cool. Well, let's talk about your brand-new single. It is called It Keeps Happening. Tell me a little bit of background on this.
it keeps happening. It's special for a long time. You know, like you said, 5 years, it's been a minute since I put out music. Mm-hmm. So I just have been praying during that time. Like, Lord, when is it going to happen for me? Can this happen for me? Can you do it for me? Like, why is it not happening? Why is it not? So I had to change my approach. The Lord kind of clapped back at me and say, if you'll pay attention and look around you and see that I am doing a new thing, you'll see that I'm giving you opportunities, but it's not coming in the way that you're familiar. It's not coming in the way of singing. He had me to reflect, and I got the deal with Macy's. I got the book deal and the movie opportunity. So I said, you know what? I'm sorry. Forgive me. I'm grateful, and I want this to keep happening. I don't want it to expire. I want it to be me stepping into time. So I just started speaking over my life. It keeps happening for me, and I meant it. So it's a declaration for sure.
And I said, my seed is blessed. My money is blessed. My body is blessed.
That is so awesome. Talking to Kiara Scheer, brand new music. She is a movie star now. And I am just so thrilled. Tell everybody how to find you.
I'm all over social media as just Kiara Scheer. You can also go to my website. I am KiaraShear.com, and I'm sure you'll probably see me sometime somewhere in the city.
Absolutely. Well, Kiara, thank you. You know I love you.
I love you, too, and I hope all is well with you and your family.